hanging
No, I
around.
wish. I guess the first question is, this stage of the year, obviously, is such a strange year. Where do you see your team at, generally speaking?
So far I've been really pleased from an effort standpoint. I think last year, I think we spent more time coaching effort than we did coaching hockey. And some of it has to do with personnel, and I think a little bit of peer pressure just to keep up. You have to kind of fall in line, and so that part of it's been a pleasant surprise that, when you have a year like last year with guys not being, 100% all the time and having to go through all the call-ups and everything, just mentally at times I think they were checked out and not sharp, and it just made it for a tough year. And this year's been, it's been nice. It's, we've, even though we've had some call-ups and like that, but I still feel that the guys that are coming in that haven't played have played well.
Is part of that getting these 18, 19-year-old kids coming in? They're young, they're hungry, they're excited, and they also can play at this level.
Well, that's the big part, is the play part. So far, Wiz is our leading goal scorer, which, obviously a good job by Cal and Fitzy, getting him the puck. And Forrester was playing well when he played his first game. And then, we've got Millman, who stepped in and played when we lost our defenseman. And it's funny, like his first few practices when we were doing defensive zone coverage, I had some big concerns about his ability to play in the D zone. And I think things were a little bit looser as far as responsibilities where he played in junior. And it took him a little bit to grab on everything, but he's done a good job. And part of it is ability, physical ability, but a little bit of it's aptitude and being able to adjust and learn the game from maybe a different style of play, and they've done a good job of that.
Then seeing different teams around the league, your own team, from a traditional standpoint, a traditional season like last year to this year, where do you see the league's level of play at the moment?
Well, I think our level is better than it was last year at any point. From a skill standpoint, I think our defensemen move the puck better. I think our ability to handle hard passes, make plays, is way further along than it was at any point last year. And so I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I do think that there's another gear that we're playing at, and we're doing it with some guys that are pretty young.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Amy, you're up next.
Great, thank you. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Couple questions for you. First off, what did you think of the performances of Sandin and Lisinski coming back into the lineup tonight? Looked like they had some pretty good jump.
Yeah, they were solid. I think there's more that they'll be able to do once I think getting back into a game after, you go through training camp, they play an exhibition game, play the first game of the season, and the next thing you know, they're out for 2 weeks. So, I think there'll be more from them, but considering that they haven't played a game in 2 weeks, it was, we got good effort from them.
Had to have felt good to finally convert a power play tonight.
Yeah, and it's funny, it wasn't as good as it had been in the last two games where we generated a lot of grade A chances. And tonight we generated some chances, but we had, one instance where we had full possession, they had a broken stick and the puck bounces over our stick, so some tough luck there, and had some plays around the net that were near misses. There were some good things that we did on the breakout, which it was good to see. We made some modifications as to the different types of looks we might get from them, and each time I felt our team responded and made the appropriate play. So I like the way we're moving the puck around on the power play. It's much better than it was last year. Last year, we were just too perimeter, and I like the fact that we're getting inside. Zay getting that shot where he got it from, those are the areas that are hard to cover, and the good job to those guys doing making that play.
And just finally, it's only been four games, but how important has it been for your team that Zane McIntyre has been so dependable and calm? back there in the crease.
Yeah, and you know, like two periods, not a whole lot going on for them. And, you know, when all of a sudden the refs started to make those calls in the last, I think it was the last 8 minutes, we got three power plays against us. You know, all of a sudden they started piling up some shots, and 6-on-5 obviously was part of it. You know, he stood tall and made the huge saves when we needed him.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
And Bob, Road Truck.
Hi, thank you. Hey, Scott, congratulations. Nice win today. Tell me about Zade Wisdom and, you know, not just the goals that he scores, but everything else that he's doing right out there for a kid as young as he is.
Yeah, he's fit in. Like, he's comfortable. I think he kind of eyes wide open when he first got here, and maybe first week of practice, just throwing a lot of system stuff that, you know, he probably hadn't seen before, and just getting him to kind of change the way he attacked through the neutral zone, not being stationary and getting some movement from him. And really is, you know, he looks like he's played here for years, and credit to him. He's done a good job of listening and executing and identifying what we've talked about. And that aside, I think just in general, his willingness to compete it's translated into his ability to recover pucks statistically. You know, even on the bench, you know, he's yelling at one of their players. I forget what he said, but it was like usually an 18-year-old just kind of he's seen and not heard. And here he is, you know, barking at a guy that's been in the league for about 5 years.
This has to be a little bit of a surprise that he is this good and picking up on these things in your system this quickly. I mean, no offense to you as an instructor, but sometimes you could expect a younger guy to take a little longer to pick up on things.
Well, we've had plenty of 20-year-olds that it's taken them a while to adapt, and some of them never adapt. And I think both Tyson Forster, he did a great job in that game against Hershey, and he was progressing along the same path as Zade. And you know, credit goes to the Flyers for, you know, not just getting talented players, but getting players that can think the game too.
I want to ask you about Max Willman. He was a popular topic last year. He came in and really impressed, and I think he's been impressing even more this year. We notice him. He just pops right off the page. Has he been your most consistent forward this year? From my perspective, he might be.
You know, he kind of reminds me of Corbin Knight. You know, it's like whenever he's on the ice, good things seem to happen. And, you know, that's he's got a lot of versatility. He can play both wings. He started the year playing center for us because we were short. And now he's killing penalties for us. So a lot of good things from him. You know, I'm glad he came back. We saw it right from the get-go last year that he could be at least an AHL player. And if he played his cards right, you know, who knows? An NHL contract could be waiting for him.
Well, I've mentioned NHL contract a few times. I mean, he plays that well. That was a real compliment for him before the season even started when he was invited to the training camp in Voorhees.
And he didn't look out of place. Like, there was actually one point they were practicing 5-on-3 power play, and he was, because of his line, he was practicing it. And, you know, he was kind of eye-opening, his ability to make plays. Like, it'd be very easy for me to put him on the power play, but he's got such a big role in everything else, and we do have other guys that are, you know, probably going to play more of an offensive role in our team and the NHL. So, you know, just kind of sticking him with a role right now. And but I, you know, it wouldn't faze me in the least if some point he gets some power play time, and it'll be well deserved.
Terrific, Scott. Congratulations again. Thank you.
All right, thank you,
Scott. That takes care of us for this evening.